If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Yesterday, in the middle of the tornado starting to approach Streeter, Andrew and Melissa Shea and Margaret Byrne were on the phone with me talking about this film because, of course, Flag Day is on Sunday, and we didn't even get to say goodbye. So, as we now know, Streeter was hit terribly by a tornado, and I'm so glad that we cut you guys off and went to coverage, but you came back, and I'm thankful for that. How are all three of you today?
We're great. Thank you for having us back. I hope everyone's safe out there.
Yeah, thank you so much.
And Margaret, you're from Elmwood Park. How did you guys fare during the storm, or were you in town at all?
Yeah, I was home. I actually live on the 19th floor in a high rise, so it gets very windy. And because I'm a filmmaker, of course, I was filming.
Of course you were. Like every crazy suburban husband out on a porch. Let me get a little bit of footage of this tornado coming this way.
Let me get a time lapse. Yeah.
Yeah. Margaret is from Elmwood Park. She is the cinematographer of Flag Day, and Andrew and Melissa Shea are the directors. And Andrew, you kind of indicated yesterday that you have a strong connection to Chicago, right?
Well, yes and yes, we do. Melissa and I have been spending our summers in Southwest Michigan since 2000. Really, we started 2012, but we've been spending 3 or 4 months a year in the region there over these last 13 years or so, and our kids grew up there, and we've really gotten to know the Three Oaks community and our neighbors in that area, and that's really what inspired us to make this documentary about this very special day of the year that they celebrate, Flag Day, which for that community, they say, is more important than any other day, more important than Christmas, more important than July 4th. It's the day of the year that the community really comes together.
And this year on Flag Day, you can see this film Flag Day in the Chicago area at Marcus Theaters, Addison, Elgin, Gurney Mills, Orland Park. Check local listings for screening times. But it is beautifully captured, and it's a small town. People from all walks of life and even people from different parts of the world have now settled in Three Oaks, Michigan, and they do come together for Flag Day. Everything from farmers to high school bands to people competing for scholarships. And Melissa, maybe you can talk about this. Maybe because you do have a connection to Three Oaks, I just felt like people weren't consumed with the camera in front of their face. They seemed very natural. They you know, it's not scripted. And I don't know, I just thought you captured the essence of who they are.
Well, thank you so much. We felt really lucky that we connected with people that we've known for a while and then people that we just met. And I was very, amazed when Andrew and I got back and went through all the footage, how comfortable everyone was. And I attribute that a lot to Margaret and the team of cinematographers she assisted us putting together from the Chicago area. And they were all so experienced and really connected to this life and to, feeling the beauty in this event.
Just to amplify that, with Margaret's assistance, we pretty much emptied out the Chicago documentary filmmaking community during Flag Day weekend 2024. And we had 11 splinter crews led by Margaret, but we had 10 additional exceptionally talented cinematographers, sound recordists, and production assistants. And they really brought this film to life. And thanks really to Margaret for helping us organize and leading the way visually and creatively.
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
Okay, for someone who spends a lot of their life on a farm, I loved the beauty of the farms that you captured and the farming community. And really, you at regular people who knew they were being filmed, but somehow forgot about it. How did you make that happen?
I think, honestly, I consider the camera sort of like my right arm. And I'm just I'm very comfortable with the camera. And I think when you are, I think when you're filming with people, you just kind of get into conversations and people don't really think about the camera anymore.
Yeah, they forget about it. Tell me, Andrew, we touched on politics yesterday and how, obviously, this country is so divided these days. Heck, they're even divided about the flag most of the time. And when I looked up Flag Day parades, there just doesn't seem to be the celebrations anymore like there were when we were kids. But this doesn't, this just shows how united we are. That's what I feel you captured in this film.
Well, that's what we were aiming for. The theme of the film, as Albert Brayboy, the younger, the son of the oldest vet in town, says early in the film, that it's this is an opportunity to take back the narrative and for us all to celebrate being Americans and the values that we share, that the flag doesn't belong to any particular political party. It's for everybody. And that's something I think everybody can celebrate and embrace.
And Melissa, how long did it take you to do the filming and then put this together?
The filming took place. We worked with Margaret in January of 2024 and April of 2024 for just a few days. And then it was Flag Day weekend. And that was, you know, 11 crews, very focused, shooting for 2 days, very intense, you know, Flag Day, dawn to dusk filming. And so it actually was quick in terms of filming, but the editorial took probably 9 months.
Yeah, it's a beautiful piece. It's a little over 70 minutes long. And how much of a challenge was it, Andrew, to get this screened in Chicago area theaters this weekend on Flag Day?
Well, we've been very lucky. We're working with a fantastic distributor, Abramarama, based in New York. And their booker, Tom Hassel, is a genius and he knows everyone. And he was able to connect with the Marcus Theater chain. And the Marcus Theaters were kind enough and gracious enough to book our film in, I think, over 30 theaters over around the heartland, all through the Midwest. And four of them, as you mentioned, are in the Chicago area. So we're very grateful to Marcus for that.
And anybody that wants more information can go to flagdayfilm.com, correct?
Absolutely. And that website has got our Facebook and Instagram links and all of those things. Lots of information, downloadable elements, the trailer, all the listings of screenings on the website. Yes.
It's really nice to meet all of you. I know all of you have very stout resumes when it comes to filmmaking. And it's just nice to know that you decided to take your talents and to focus on a small town and something that connects all of us in a time when so many of us feel divided.
Well, thank you so much. We really appreciate the opportunity to share the film with your listeners and with the community.
And Margaret, I want to see that film that you captured yesterday off the 19th floor in Elmwood Park while you're watching the storms come in.
I'll send it.
That's Andrew and Melissa Shea. They're the directors, Margaret Byrne, the cinematographer of Flag Day. I watched it. I think you'll like it. And I think it's something cool to watch on Flag Day. So get into a Marcus Theater. Go to flagdayfilm.com for more details.